the game. In this tutorial, or in this video, we are just going to discuss about the cloud computing. The popular trend in today's technology-driven world is cloud computing, so we need to know more about what is cloud computing and how this works, where does it reside, and how we can get benefit of that. And secondly, do we actually use that and don't know about that, that is cloud computing? So this is something, or these are some questions that come to the mind of a person who is just going to learn about cloud computing. So cloud computing is quite trendy nowadays, and in the simpler word, I would say cloud computing can be referred to storing and accessing of data over the internet in the very simplest form. For example, you get your data on your laptop, you get your data on a mobile, on maybe a server, or maybe on a desktop, or maybe you have some network available there, and cloud computing might be cloud might be connected with network, or maybe the databases or something like that. So basically, if you talk about the architecture of cloud computing, so basically it comprises of 3-4 major components, just like a network, or maybe the cloud-based delivery, or back-end platform, or the front-end devices. Basically, I would say the most targeted ones are the front-end devices and the back-end platform, just like mobile and the cloud. These are something that is quite interconnected, and this is kind of example that would help learn about cloud computing. For example, you save your data on iCloud, and iCloud is I would say the backend platform, whereas in the front-end device, the mobile is the front-end device, and still it uses some platform to push your data from your mobile to the cloud and save data in the proper format. So this is front-end devices. So basically, front-end devices are basically the devices that are used by the clients to access the data and programs using the browser, or maybe the mobile application, maybe the tablets or the phablets, whatever you use. And the back-end platform, so there are numerous back-end platforms, just like computers, maybe the servers, maybe the virtual machines that you deploy on Azure, or maybe any of the cloud platform, whereas it can be any other thing. So here the question arises that are there some types of cloud, or cloud computing means cloud computing, it is a single type of cloud available there, but it's not like that. Basically there are three forms of cloud. Number one is a hybrid one. We have a private cloud and a public cloud as well. So if I just talk about public cloud, I would say a service provider may make the cloud available to the general public, just like Gmail, just like Hotmail, just like Outlook, or the major service provider that I just remember right now are the Google and Microsoft. Whereas if you talk about the public cloud, private cloud, in the private cloud what would happen is, for example, the information of American legislature, or maybe the passport office of America, or maybe the national identity card servers present in Pakistan. So this is something that is managed by cloud, but that is private cloud, that is not accessible to the third party, or not even, I would say, managed by a third party, because organization itself manages that, because the data is quite secret and should not be leaked to the public. So that is why they use private cloud. And when we talk about hybrid cloud, for example, there might be a scenario that they want to keep some of their computers' data private and some of the computer data is public. They would make the data available to the public, just like the banks. And the banks doesn't work like that. Their most of the data is private, but they let you access the data through their interfaces, so they are making that available to you. So that is kind of hybrid cloud. What are the benefits of cloud? So basically, when you talk about the benefits of cloud, it offers the scalability. For example, I want to get some hardware, so it'll be quite difficult for me to go to a place, buy that hardware, then plug in, and then just, for example, if I just bought a new hard drive, so I have to just copy the same data to the new hard drive as well, and then just put it in the computer, and it'll take a lot of time. So it's not that easily scalable, though it is scalable, but not that easily scalable. When you talk about cloud, so it's within minutes, and you are able to move from, I would say, 4 gigs of RAM to maybe 14 gigs of RAM. It's just within a few minutes. So scaling is quite easy, whereas, for example, I need not to buy the resources. For example, I'm not gonna tell them that get me a 20 terabytes of hard drive. Though they would get me 20 terabytes of data, and I might use that for 3 4 days, and then I might need that. So cloud helps there, and it reduces the cost. Whereas when you talk about network and the access and accessibility or storing data, so it's quite reliable to have cloud. Whereas, as I told you, software as a service model, we have email, for example, Gmail, Yahoo, Outlook. If you talk about platform as a service model of cloud, that is Microsoft Azure. And if you talk about infrastructure as a service, that is Amazon. So these are basically the three types of models that cloud offers. So previously we discussed the three forms of cloud that are public cloud, private cloud, and hybrid cloud. So now basically we talked about the three models of cloud. So that is software as a service, platform as a service, and infrastructure as a service. So hope you see you guys and meet you guys online in my next video. Till then, take care, and we'll talk more about cloud.